My name is Ashley Burkhartsmeyer, and I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I've been here in the Lopeta Mountains for 2 years. And it's very remote, and you kind of feel like nobody knows this place. And then when you come here, it's a little community of people, and they're very friendly, and every time you walk along the path or wherever you go, people want to greet you, and you need to stop and have a conversation with them and just see how people are doing. But they're very friendly to us and always welcoming, and it feels like a place that I guess definitely is ready for Jesus, but needs a lot of people to dedicate their time for the language and building relationships and connections. We had our first believers not until like a year and a half after we came. So there are some people that were already Christians when we came here, some of which have really grown in their faith. Some maybe are kind of where they were at before. But in July is when we first saw just this new like rush of hunger of people wanting to know about the Lord, people calling our team to come and pray for them if they were sick, or if they had a problem, like a family issue, they would call our team to come and sit and be with the family to talk through things. And so it seemed like all of a sudden people saw there's something about God that we want to go to these missionaries and ask them to help us, rather than normally the culture they go to the witch doctors or other type of witchcraft. The fact that people just all of a sudden became hungry was really exciting. And one Sunday we had five people who came to know the Lord that Sunday, one of which was a local witch doctor. And that was really amazing. She was seeking God for a long time when we finally heard her story. But the Sunday before she came, she had asked one of our teammates to come and pray for her, that she was having all these like satanic dreams, the feeling of presence of evil spirits. And our teammate had just said to her, like, I can pray for you, but if you're still choosing to follow the road of Satan and your own way, then what are my prayers going to do? Like, you need to decide for your life. Do you want God, or do you want to live trying to get whatever you can to help you? Yeah, that Sunday she came and she decided, like, that's it. I'm leaving being a witch doctor. And since then, she hasn't practiced again. She's turned people away, and she's been coming to the church, and it's really been amazing. So it happened that Sunday that also my neighbor, who is one of my closest friends here, also came that Sunday. She used to tell us, like, I'm still in the way of Satan. I'm not ready yet for God. And she came that Sunday. Her husband is a Christian. And I remember when I saw her walk through the door, I started crying, like, wow. And it was just like a really beautiful moment that, wow, the door is like being opened and the Holy Spirit is doing something. And it's just God moving in their life, and there they were, and an opportunity came for us to share about God. So it feels like there's people hungry for the Word. We've had some of the youth that we've been investing in come and ask us to know about Jesus. And so we set up a time to come and meet for a Bible study. And one of them came, the other two didn't come, but then he came and said, I want to know about Jesus. And then his teacher came by and was like, me too, I also want to know, let's meet. And we had our own little Bible study, the three of us. And then they said, we need to do this again, let's meet again. And so, it's just like, it seems like God is doing little things throughout people's hearts. And I think our job is just to be available when the Holy Spirit is moving to respond and share more fully about Jesus. One thing that I really valued about my time here is just learning about such a different culture than mine. Like, Lopete seems so completely opposite than the American culture, and how beautiful you can find the beauty in it and appreciate like so many things that they do. Especially I appreciate like their relational aspect of doing everything together, and it's all about us together. It's not about an individual situation. I think a big thing that I've really learned just trying to reflect back on my 2 years is I've come from a culture that's like really busy, and but also, you know, I have many friends and family and involved in church and lots of activities going around, and I was once like a very respected professional, and now you come to a place that nobody knows you, and you know nobody else, and you can't even say hello or mung to somebody, you don't know the language, and you have to like relearn how to live life. I don't even know how to cook anymore. I have to use firewood, and you don't know how to wash your clothes and you feel like a child. And I think just like relearning how to live life and also being very isolated from the world you once knew, I think it really gives you a new closeness to the Lord. It gave me a new closeness to the Lord and a fellowship with Him. And I think just being content that in my relationship with Christ, like when you feel alone in the middle of nowhere of South Sudan, the thing that's familiar to you is your relationship with Jesus. When He commissioned us all out to go and tell the nations and disciple people, He also said, "I will be with you." And that really feels real to me here in this place.